Beloved Babaji, I'm just coming out of the no mind session and I have not much mind left right now. But still I'm trying to write to ask you if you have any tips for all the 90 happy and determined people that are joining the process. You have not much mind left. How is it now? Huh?
Little bit.
Yeah? How much? How much is that? Huh?
Going.
From 1 to 10, how much is there?
One.
One? And if that goes, just let that 1% go down. Then? Don't hold on to 1%. Why that? Just to play safe? Huh? Play safe? So you know who is asking? And why ask? If you have any tips for happy and determined people, if they are happy and determined, then what tips? Be more happy. We are all going for it in the gibberish, and it's far out. The silence after the gibberish is very smooth and restful, but I see that it is a challenge for many of us not to fall asleep. Sleep, this falling asleep, and mosquitoes are very ancient enemies of the meditators. Is go further back than the Muslims and Christians even. It's really ancient. Could it be because we still are holding back energy in the gibberish? Or is it simply natural to fall asleep out of relief and exhaustion? With love, Bansi. Holding back is individual. Everybody has to see if they are holding back or not holding back. So that is up to each one. But of course, it is natural to fall asleep out of exhaustion and out of relief to stop. That is how it always been. So the more total you are, the more exhausted, the more tired, the more at peace. So this is just this first step. What I'm teaching you, first exhaust yourself. Because when you exhaust yourself, then you get at peace. When you are so exhausted and it's such a relief and everybody is together, then who wants to make any problems? Everybody is in harmony, no? So that is the first thing. First, exhaust yourself. And this is such a good technique because it's not nothing, it's just throwing out the mind. Much better than to sit. I had a question a few days ago about the secrets of Aum. This sacred Aum, it comes when you are totally empty. You cannot practice it. But you can empty yourself. You can exhaust yourself. You can be at peace. This is what you can do. So this is what is happening here. First, you have to exhaust yourself. Then, out of this relief, now, And only now can meditation, real meditation, start happening. Because now you are at peace, now you are exhausted, now you have no mind. So then the next step is to be aware in the meditation. That is very difficult. Because meditation is that totally relaxed, total relief, total at ease. That is meditation, but only one part. Then when you have this total at ease, totally relaxed, totally exhausted, then the mind and the body tends to fall asleep. So it has to be totally relaxed and totally alert. That is what meditation is. It's totally there, alert, and totally relaxed. These two opposites, in normal world, this is opposites. When you are asleep, you're relaxing, then you're not alert. And alert means then you're using your mind, your body, but then you're not relaxed. Then you are tense. So that is the art. That's what I'm trying to trick you into. But first the mind has to become quiet. The body has to become soft, relaxed, at ease. Your breathing has to go natural. You have to leave your image, your mind, your conditioning. But then everybody is longing for peace. Oh, it's so good. You've been so tense so long that at least you are relaxed, and then that's why I don't start with vipassana or just sitting, because for the first your mind is just going. Meditation is not so easy. You have to be worth it. You have to do your homework before meditation starts. So this is how it is. Is it simply natural to fall asleep out of relief and exhaustion? It's totally natural. It's totally natural, but it's also then you are not your own master. You have to go beyond just the what is natural. You have to then put awareness into it. So something in you is totally conscious, alert, when everything is exhausted, everything is still. That's what meditation is, that you have this feeling that everything is at the standstill, in the moment, peaceful, you are totally alert. So, this comes up almost every retreat in one way or the other. So now, first exhaust yourself, next don't fall asleep. But one thing, don't worry, because it's better to fall asleep than to be uptight. And you've been so uptight and so worried and so spiritual for so long, relax. Just let all that go. But then bring the flame of awareness into that relaxation. And if you're conscious about it, then you start playing with it. That's why it's very important how you sit. Oh, you always come back to your breath, or to your heart, or to the sounds of the birds, or anything that is keeping you in the moment. And when you have a taste of it, then you feel that everything is relaxed. Whole existence is the rest, at peace. Because you are. You are the universe, you are existence. If you fall at peace, everything is at peace. If you are tight in conflict, everything is conflict. This is not the mental understanding. You will never manage to accept that in your mind. It's something much deeper. So gibberish, dance, cry, sing, do whatever, get exhausted, at peace, so you don't make any problems for anybody. You're so exhausted that you don't care about judging or saying or being angry or jealous or anything to anybody. You're exhausted. No, become aware. When the whole energy can go back to you, you forget everything around you. This is very difficult. If that's the thing, to first do all these techniques, because it's so much tension in people, in the physical body, in the mental body, in the emotional body, that how can you meditate? It's impossible. So when you start understanding and seeing your own situation, how it is, then you help this process. That's why it's getting more and more people that is into it, because they see, this is for me, it helps. Otherwise you can do dynamic or gibberish and primal therapy the whole life. Nothing will happen if you're not conscious why you do it. You have to help yourself. There has to be a yes. And the more total you are, the more it works. Okay, are you still here? That's the thing, these old methods, they don't work because human beings have never been so tight, so stressful, so much in the mind as they are now. So it's very difficult just to meditate. It's almost impossible. All these simple techniques came from a time where the world was very, very peaceful, very, very quiet, very, very slow. It was no speed, there was no aeroplanes, there was no buses, there was no car. At the most, the bullock cart, walking. And that was how it was outside. Of course, then the mind was much more relaxed, at ease, living in nature, working in the field. Everything was much, much more relaxed. No commercials, no idea that you had to have that and that perfume to be happy. All this nonsense wasn't there. No, everybody is full of all that mind from the outside. So of course when you unburden yourself with all this mental garbage, there will be great peace, great relief. And tensions in your physical body, and old hurts and ideas in your mind and in your emotions. When all this is going, then first you start becoming a natural human being that can feel. The journey starts then. As for me, gibberish is just a preparation. Dynamic is just a preparation. Everything is a preparation for meditation to happen. It's not meditation. Meditation is natural. So the more unburdened, the more peaceful, the more at ease you become, the more and more easy is meditation. Meditation is not something you can do, it is your natural state as far as I'm concerned. I don't need to meditate. Meditate for what? I'm at peace. I'm with silence. I'm totally relaxed, but alert, not asleep. Good morning. Hafiz says, I have learned so much from God. And that's what you have to learn. Not from the world, from the minds, from the egos. You have to learn from the truth. I have learned so much from God that I can no longer call myself a Christian, a Hindu, a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Jew. The truth has shared so much of itself with me. Existence has shared so much with me that I can no longer call myself a man, a woman, an angel, or even a pure soul. Love itself has befriended me so completely and freed me. Freed me of every concept and image my mind has ever known. And only then can you start listening to this silent voice of the heart, of consciousness, of God. When you have no more any concept, any image, no mind. All that you knew was gone. That's what a master is trying to do in whatever way to free you from your concept, from your mind, from your ideas. And a free person cannot belong to a religion or a sect. How can you? Does God belong to a religion? Does existence belong to any belief? No, you are strong enough to accept the truth as it is. You are a natural human being. You don't need any religion. You don't need any ideas. Yes, it's true. Happiness followed me all the way to Norway and finally caught me. Thank you for inviting me to spend time here with you and your beautiful family. I feel like an honored guest. I am the fat cat receiving all the mice, the joyful human becoming divine. So many blessings unfolding. With deepest gratitude from this overflowing heart. Thank you, Linda. Hey, Linda. You're happy now? You escaped the Big Apple, no? And wanted to go to India, no? Huh? No, you are here now.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, halfway between, no? That's what I'm teaching, balance. Not that, not this, just here.
It's perfect.
Perfect. It's always perfect in the middle. If you go too much east, no good. If you go too much west, no good. Just in the middle. Balance. Because in the balance, then you become very alert also. Just a little bit, and you tip. And when you find that, then it's great joy. How is it possible I can be so much in balance? I've been so much in unbalance. No, I'm happy. You were in this more traditional Indian ashram, no?
Yes,
and that is also natural because you were fed up with your life. People are fed up, so they want something else. Then you go to the opposite, like Richard Gere becoming a Buddhist. Like Tina Turner becoming a Buddhist. That is the new in now. Because they want peace, but it's not so easy. So they take the opposite. You can't just change like that. But it's a good step because it's much more fun, more relaxed, more beautiful. Even this Hindi Bindi ashram you were to, it's much more nice than sitting in the Big Apple, no? Because India is always is very alive. But real religion has nothing to do with any ritual, any past, and is almost impossible to come across that without meeting a real living master. Because it's not the teaching as such, it's the flavor. When the flower is alive, then you can smell it, no? That's how it is. So that spirit, that which you were seeking in India, you find here. I grew up in India. I know the sacred India, but it's very difficult to find, and more difficult. Sweet, but not the real thing, not conscious. One thing is to do puja and you give flowers. Another thing is to cut your head. This is my way of chopping. How is the chopping?
I love it.
It's good? But the head is gone now. Yeah, why? Then why cut it? Huh? You can have the head, so the head is okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Just don't be identified with it, that only I'm just this head, no? People are freaked. You don't need to scare people, because if you walk out around without a head, people freak out. And be compassionate, that's the teaching of the Buddha, be compassionate. Don't scare anybody, keep your head. But just like, you know, you put on clothes. When you come home, you take off the clothes, you take off the head, it's okay. That's the art. That's why it's true happiness follow me all the way to Norway and finally caught me. Yes. That is very difficult to catch happiness, but happiness can catch you. If you're lucky, then happiness catches you. Now how did this mystery happen? No? This is how it is. You're a friend of Nero, no? She was here after a long time, then she got very happy, no? Then she must have shared with you, no? I'm happy. No, you know. No, you also. You know, my master, he taught. He was talking about the Buddha disease. I will give you the Buddha disease. Buddha disease is no disease, it's pure health. This is how you caught this now. You caught this disease now. My master always talking about life, love, laughter, no? Three L's. Well, this is the whole step. First, you have to realize that you are alive, that you can do what you want, that nothing holds you. You know, you have to break free. Most people, they are not, they don't even start living. They might live their whole life, but they don't live, because living takes responsibility. Most people are unconscious. Unconscious people can't even make choices. So when you start getting alive, you want to be more conscious, then you start breaking free of the norms of this society, of your prison. Now that's the first. You have to become alive. Then you change your negative habits into positive. All that was negative, bad in your life, you start changing into positive. What you want to do, you start listening to your heart. Then out of that, happiness comes. No, happiness. That is love, love and happiness. If you really live, then love, happiness will be the outcome. So why people don't have any love? Why they don't have any happiness? Because they don't live. They look alive, but they don't live. And that's why people, they dream about any religion, they dream about gods, they dream about enlightenment, but because they have a miserable life. First they have to transform their life. First they have to look at themselves. First they have to be able to live here. I'm all for the down-to-earth religion. We are on the planet Earth. You are going early enough up there. If you don't find it here, be sure you won't find it up there. In fact, most probably you'll just hang around here because this is all you know. Like a ghost, a hungry ghost. So first, you have to live. You have to have the courage to live. Then, if you're going the right way, then you will be happy. That love. Then you are a human being. Your heart starts functioning instead of your head. Then out of that, laughter, bliss, ecstasy, joy. That is the fragrance of the heart. Then it's not serious anymore, because now you have transformed it. And after that, silence. Because you can't laugh all the time, but you can be silent all the time. I will tell you about someone in India. They are very crazy people. They call the Baals. Have you heard about them? No, they are like the Sufis, but maybe even more crazy, because not so many of them. And they just go around playing their instrument. 1, 2, 3, 20, alone or together, depending on who they are with. And they're singing and enjoying, no? The whole religion is just being happy, being natural, down to earth, no? They don't belong to anybody, they're just roving around like gypsies. They look just like, yeah, you can imagine. But these people, that is just how everybody is. Because they don't have any rituals. They're singing, their laughter, the silence, their tears. That is what their religion. And that's how they remind people. That is how I remind you also. Laugh, cry, sing, dance, be silent. But you have to have the imprint, because you have forgotten. And these people are very down to earth. They are natural human beings. You know, everybody who is in tune becomes a natural human being. In China, in Japan, in India, in Tibet, everywhere you have this outcast that doesn't want to belong to anything. Because they know that is in the freedom, it is in the silence, it is in the song, it is in the dance. That is what. Like in India, you have so much like that, kirtans, the singing, the dancing, the devotional. Then they lose themselves. It doesn't matter who you are, if you are the police officer or if you are the dobiwala, you are all the same when you are singing and dancing. Then they are losing their minds. But these Bauls, they are very great tribe. And I remember when I was with Papaji, he had some old friends that was roving around like this. And then one day, maybe five or six of them come through Lucknow, where he stayed. And they came to the satsang and they played. And it was great fun because they are just totally mad. That's what Bauls means. It means somebody who's gone with the wind. Just crazy. They are all the time going with the wind and playing. But that is more my true religion, like this. You can't put it in. They say, they singing, commit yourself to this earth, to the earth while on this earth, my heart. If you wish to attain the unattainable man, place at his feet your flowers of feelings and the prayers of tears flooding your eyes. The man you seek is hidden in the earth, deceased while being, dying with death, you must live to seek. They say, commit yourself to this earth, to the earth, while on the earth, my heart. They are reminding you that when you are here, get to know this, because everything is here, is not there. Everything is here. And most religions, they're talking about the afterlife, about God in heaven, of all this, that takes you away from the moment, and He is here. He's always been here. But because you are not present here, you are dreaming about it there. So the Bauls say, commit yourself to the earth while on the earth, my heart. If you wish to attain to the unattainable man, if you wish to attain to the unattainable man, to that which is unattainable, to that which people are dreaming about. They are dreaming about God, about freedom, about love. It is unattainable. But it is not. You can reach it. But then you have to start living. You have to start living your own life. You can't be a prisoner. You can't be a sheep in a big society, just a name and a social security number, no. You have to become a lion. You have to stand up for yourself. And for those who do that, then become alive. And that's how I see it. Out of this aliveness, out of this conscious choice that enough is enough, then love, then bliss, then happiness. Commit yourself to the earth while on the earth, my heart. If you wish to attain the unattainable man, place at his feet your flowers of feeling and the prayers of tears flooding your eyes. That is the true puja. And the Bauls knows also that you need a guide, you need the master. They always have the master. And they don't just do a ritual to give him flowers. Maybe they do that also because, but out of the heart, In India, they're doing pujas all the time and rituals, and they're giving flowers. But it's not necessary from the heart. You don't really feel it. It's just a gesture. But the Balsai place at his feet your flowers of feelings. That is real. Anybody can put flowers there, but inside be like a stone. What you should put at the master's feet is your heart, your feelings. And the prayers of tears flooding your eyes. Because this is what the master understands. Not just what you do and you talk big. No, your silence, your tears, your feelings, your heart. That is his language. Enough of just words. The master is there to take you deeper. Enough words. Let's see who you really are. Show me your depth, show me your feelings, show me the silence. Show me your laughter, show me your tears. These are real. If something has touched you, that is what will come. And then you are helpless. How can you explain that? How can you say something? This is the beautiful thing. They are not dreamers. They are very realistic, down to earth. You have to have your feet on the ground and head in the sky. You have to have both the connection from the lower to the higher. That world is here. The man you seek is here in the earth. And that's what the master is saying. He's there to stop you. It's here. But who is willing to stop? Because stopping means you have to face yourself. You have to stop. You have to be tired. You have to be tired of roaming around. You have to be tired of the dreams. You have to be tired of all the desires. You have to be tired. You had enough. So it takes a maturity. Not anybody can just stop because there's so much to do and so many plans and so many ideas. And that's why he's unattainable. It is unattainable when you stop. And you go into this moment, into yourself. So this is the beautiful thing with the Baals, this a natural religion, like also the Taoists in China was. They didn't believe in any God. They believed in consciousness. They believed in the natural, they believed in here and now, they believed in the heart. Their religion was nature. And humans, they say, is the top of creation. So it must be the most natural. Then what happened to humans that they are so unnatural? Yes, but then there's a possibility to come back to that which is natural. And only humans can be aware. No animals can be that. So that is the blessing of being human. You have the seed in you, but it's up to you. Maybe you die just as a seed, maybe you die as a flower. commit yourself to this earth while on the earth, my heart. If you wish to attain the unattainable man, place at his feet your flowers of feelings and the prayers of tears flooding your eyes. You see how beautiful that is? It goes straight to the heart. You don't need any scriptures, any Vedas, any Sanskrit, any rituals. It's a language everybody understands. It belongs to the heart. And that is the true religion. That is my true religion. Anybody can understand it. Anybody who has a heart. The man you seek is here. Dying with that, you must live to seek. They say, go with the flow. When there is time to die, die. You let go. When there is time to live, live. Don't make any resistance. Life is happening beautifully. When life is here, live. When dying is there, die. And if you live, this is the paradox, if you live, then you will have to face dying. And that's what meditation is. Because you go beyond your image, you go beyond your mind, you go beyond your ego, your personality. You go beyond your conditions. Then who are you there? Then you find that which is deathless. It is beyond. Then there is no more fear of dying, of the physical body. But nobody does it. That's why everybody is afraid. And that's the most sad, because they can live 70, 80, 90, 100 years, and still they haven't lived, so they are still afraid. Only those who are very fortunate come across this day. Like all the mystics are saying, die before dying. Then you know the art of dying. And like Kabir says, if this is dying, let me die 1,000 times. Sometimes it's very difficult to talk about this because I know exactly what they talk about. And I just get drunk talking. Blah, 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 blah. It's the totality. Live total, die total. I'm all for totality. Then you become integrated, not wishy-washy. Everybody is just wishy-washy. Yeah, I want that, but I want that also. They don't know what they are doing. If you have this totality, then everything is open, everything is possible. Then you become trustworthy. Then you become love-worthy. So these balls, they were going around singing and dancing. I will give you a little taste of the music. Because what else can you do? Hmm? You picture those bowels, they're going around singing. Hmm? Eat your mango and be happy. Mango, chai, everything. India, all around. India, all around, but not serious. No. Quite loose, indeed. Indeed. Some looseness is there. That's the sad thing with the West. They don't have this tradition of these natural people. Only stiff, serious people wherever you look. Looking north, serious. Left, south, serious. West, serious. East, serious. Everything very tight, very stiff, very serious. In India, much more loose. And these bowels, whenever they came by Lucknow, they always came to pay their respect to Papaji, play some songs. What else can they do? Here, I don't. We have to wait a long time. That's why we create our own. Just close the eyes, sit comfortable. And let everything open up, let everything melt, relax. have the courage to be alive. May everyone find love. May everyone find silence. Aum Shanti.